Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report. Today's topic is a powerful force of nature, a key to any successful garden and a resource that we haven't seen a lot of in recent months, water. All living things need water to live, and there are many factors that can determine how plants get the water that they need. The number one factor, of course, is rainfall. Recently, we've been missing a lot of rainwater, and unless you have irrigation or are hand watering, your plants are certainly to feel the loss. There are many ways to supplement water for plants, like hand watering, but you can also make it easier by using a 5-gallon bucket. Drill a small hole near the bottom of the bucket, along the wall, which will allow a slow trickle of water to reach the ground. Like with irrigation, a slow watering method is best to help penetrate into the ground. Because of the cohesion property that water has, it is harder to absorb into dry soils, especially with Kansas's heavy clays. The bucket watering method is very good for trees and other large woody shrubs, where watering deeply is the key. When we think about water availability and drought stress, the connection to overall plant health is with the root system. Roots will be the pathway for water uptake and also the first part of the plant to notice the variance. Healthy roots are white and will have fine hairs at the tips, while unhealthy roots will turn brown and mushy. Oftentimes, the root sheath, the layer surrounding the root, may slough off entirely. Symptoms like these are familiar from potted plants and store-bought plants. Both drought and excessive wetness can be harmful to roots. Drought obviously prevents water uptake, but standing water will prevent necessary oxygen from reaching the roots and soil microbes to help them thrive. This occurs not just in the summer heat or the spring floods, but also during fall and winter when plants are dormant. Maintaining moisture levels that are neither too low nor too high will benefit plants indoors, in the garden, and in the landscape. Drought is something we're seeing a lot of recently, and it's actually something we're pretty familiar with in this area. Drought stress can appear every year, or maybe just for part of a season, but it can leave plants worse for wear. The typical symptoms of drought stress are yellowing or browning leaves, early defoliation of deciduous trees, and occasional dieback or total withering in extreme weather. Trees that are stressed will often have healthy branches or new buds, but might not have a resurgence until the conditions are right. If you suspect a branch has died, you can always try to break it off. Dead branches will be dry and brittle, while healthy branches may break if you force it, but will still be supple. The first step to preventing drought stress is to plant well-adapted plants. Native Kansas species like coneflower, cottonwood, blue-stem grass, sumac, as well as many more are suited to Kansas weather and will tolerate its drought and temperature swings. Plant native and water well. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report of the Week.